Let me open us up in prayer. We'll go ahead and get started. Oh, Father, I just thank you and praise you. What a gift it is to be here with these precious, like-minded women that we can all be united together in our hearts and our minds as we think about coming alongside other women in our lives. Thank you that you don't need any of us. There's not one of us that you're holding your breath to find out if we're gonna get it right. Thank you that you don't need us, but you want to use us. You want us to grow and you want to use us in mighty ways. And I just pray as we consider this topic of controlling fear, that we would just really worship you and marvel at your goodness, your faithfulness, how your word speaks to all things. There's nothing beyond your goodness. And I pray that we would just really worship you in our hearts in this time today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm so thrilled to be here, ladies. My name is Tirza Burke. My husband, Aaron Burke, is a pastor here, and we have four children. Today we're going to be talking about OCD, so we will just go ahead and get into it. I would like, if you would be so kind as to raise your hand if you've ever felt intimidated by the topic of OCD or felt like, I don't think I would be equipped to help someone with OCD, if you've ever felt that way, and you would be so bold as you raise your hand if you've ever struggled with that fear. I am so thrilled to see that almost everyone has raised their hand. That is the reason for this talk today, is because I have been counseling here in our counseling center for maybe the past 3 or 4 years. And this theme has just kind of come up over and over again for me with counselees in quite a range of experiences. So that the heart of this topic is not that I have all these vast years of experience, but wanting to do research to find out what God's word says. Does God's word apply? How could I help these women coming to me? And I really, that's just really my heart, is to give you courage and knowing that God's word is sufficient for all things. Don't we believe that? We're going to start by defining what OCD is. And I'm going to refer in this time to OCD primarily by controlling fear or enslaving fear. Obsessive compulsive disorder is what OCD stands for. We'll talk a little bit about why those words can be really helpful. And I would say there is great Christian liberty here in terms of if we want to use this term OCD or not. But my personal heart tends to be intimidated by medical terms. I don't know if I'm the only one here in that camp. But I know that God's word speaks so clearly to fear. And controlling fear or enslaving fear is really what obsessive compulsive disorder is kind of boiled down to. So just so you know, I'm going to be using controlling fear, enslaving fear primarily in our time today, but there is great Christian liberty here in terms of what language you want to use with the ladies in your lives. I want to go ahead and define the secular definition for obsessive compulsive disorder is really helpful in that it really describes the experience very well. Here's the summary of the definition here that I'm going to be using today, that OCD is controlling or enslaving fear that looks like participating in ritualistic behaviors or thoughts to control or reduce fearful thoughts. And it includes two components that are, I think, again, well described by the clinical definition, if we want to use that, that it includes an obsession, which is an intrusive thought that feels completely overwhelming. An intrusive thought being a thought that just seems to pop in my mind that seems totally out of the blue and totally out of nowhere. And that's followed by a compulsion, which is a response that I feel I have to do this response to help alleviate my feelings of this obsession. And what I think, in my experience of talking to many women, whether they're saying I have OCD or they're not necessarily saying that, is I think, this is my opinion here, I think everyone has had an intrusive thought. I think we've all had thoughts that just seem like they popped in our mind out of the blue, that seem unrelated. And for the experience of someone with OCD, again, whether there's a clinical label or not, I don't think that matters too much. These thoughts can be related to protection, such as I have to clean this so that no one is harmed. I have to turn off the stove so that nothing bad happens. These thoughts can also be violent in nature, such as an uncharacteristic violent urge in my thoughts. Not, I actually really want to harm this person, but all of a sudden this thought pops into my mind that maybe I'm going to harm them, I'm gonna do something violent toward them. These thoughts can be sexual in nature. Again, an uncharacteristic thought that pops into one's mind of having an explicit sexual thought toward that person when my goal toward them is not a sexual goal or a harmful goal, but that thought just pops in out of nowhere. These thoughts can be blasphemous, such as, what if this is not, none of this is true? What if this whole Jesus thing is just totally a lie? What if the gospel is a fairy tale? These thoughts can be questioning whether something was sin or not. Was what I said, was that really true? Was what I said really pleasing the Lord? Or was there some sin in what I just said or what I just thought? It can be an obsession over, am I really a Christian? When I prayed that prayer, did I really mean it? Did I mean what I said? And again, I think we can all relate to the distress of having an intrusive thought. I think we can all relate to, did I turn off the stove? And how consuming, right? If I really believe that I left the stove on, how that can really control all of my thoughts in that moment. For me personally, when I was younger, I did not think at all about my thoughts. I would just say whatever blessed thing was in my brain, and I would just say it, and I just slept great at night. I did not think at all about the foolishness of the words that came out of my mouth. And it's actually the longer I've been a Christian that I'm learning, and this is a good thing, right? Because we're commanded as Christians to consider our thoughts, to evaluate our thoughts. And the more I have been a Christian that I consider, sometimes you have a conversation with someone, I'm speaking for myself, I'll just say me, and then later at night I'm trying to fall asleep and I'll start to relive that conversation. I'm so thankful you're laughing, so you know what I'm talking about here. And I start to think, wow, I was so self-centered. I was not considering her at all. That was so, you know, I'll start to think about what I said and how I was so, it could have been so selfish in that thought. So I think we can all relate to having intrusive thoughts and how agitating that can be. And I want you to consider, now what if I believed that the proper response that God wanted me to have as I'm reliving this conversation is that I have to confess every single aspect of that was sinful. And what God wants me to do in this moment is to spend more time considering truly what was I really wanting and was that sinful and confessing every single moment of that. How would that affect me over time? How do you think I would be more likely to spend time with people conversing with them, or do you think my world might get a little smaller and smaller? That's right, less. Absolutely. I might start planning my whole schedule and my whole life around, because you know what, if I'm going to get into trouble and I'm going to be sinning and that's going to consume my whole time having to confess all those thoughts, it would just be better if I just make my life smaller and smaller. And am I going to be, when I'm talking with someone, am I going to be thinking about serving her and getting to know her? Or am I going to be thinking so much more about my own thoughts and my own considerations? And sometimes it's not even the thought itself, that intrusive thought, that's so bothersome, but it's the way I think about that thought. So for example, especially with maybe a very violent or a sexual thought, what kind of a person am I that I would even have this thought pop up into my mind? Maybe the fact that that thought popped in means that I really would do that horrible, horrible thing. And maybe the fact that I have that thought, maybe it means I'm not truly a Christian, I'm not truly saved. That could be really enslaving and entrapping over time. So I have modified this flowchart I'm going to go through from an article by Michael Emlett that's called Scrupulosity When Doubts Devour. This is in your resource page, so you don't need to be scrambling this down. This was a free download from the Journal of Biblical Counseling, and I found this article very tender, with much scripture and practical applications. So I'm referring to this article a lot in our time, and I've kind of modified a chart that he